a very important announcement that long-time listeners to Vision Radio will be very concerned to hear, and that is an announcement concerning the Bible teacher Chuck Missler. Mandy Warby is joining us in the studio. Mandy's just been monitoring along an announcement that's just been released. Mandy, what's happened with Chuck Missler?
Well, for those who know and love Dr. Chuck Missler would have known that a number of years ago. His wife Nancy passed away, and Dr. Chuck Missler has his base of operations now in New Zealand. He's been there since 2010. Well, overnight, Dr. Chuck Missler, aged 83, passed away very peacefully in his sleep. So he has actually now been reunited with his beautiful wife, Nancy, and also reunited with his two sons, Charles and Mark. So Dr. Chuck Missler has passed away at the age of 83. He has two surviving daughters, Lisa and Michelle, and their families, grandchildren, Emily and Madeline and Mason, Noah, James, Summer, Alexandria and Sophie. So he's got a large legacy left behind. But Dr. Chuck Missler was dearly, dearly, dearly loved and respected in our country and with among our listeners. Yeah.
And dearly respected around the world, yes, because his ministry with Koinonia House, a globally effective ministry, and to reach age 83 and to be in really a retirement years. In fact, you might recall just last week we were talking to Ron Matson,
yes,
who is the heir elect, the successor when it comes to the leader of Koinonia House. And we were sharing about Chuck Missler last week, and
yes,
and the fact that he'd toned down all of his engagements, his professional teaching, moving aside, allowing others to take the limelight to move into this level of teaching ministry. And so we weren't to know last week that this was coming.
Well, it is interesting because just last night when I was announcing that 6640 was coming up with Dr. Chuck Missler on Night Vision, in my mind I was thinking, I don't think it's going to be very long before we're making the announcement that Chuck has joined Nancy and he's gone home. I just didn't think it was going to be today. But when I heard earlier that Dr. Chuck had passed and we were just waiting for the all clear actually from New Zealand to get the go-ahead to say, yes, it was okay to make the announcement. So,
and I suspect there'll be some tributes to Chuck Missler through the day here on Vision, and no doubt we'll be talking about this perhaps tomorrow. We'll look to do our own tribute on 2020, perhaps with, if we can get a hold of Ron Matson, to be able to talk about Chuck Missler and what's happened and what is likely to come with the funeral arrangements and what happens with the ministry of Koinonia House. So those will be important developments.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know at the moment, as you can imagine, everything is very busy in New Zealand. I can actually give you the dates for when the funeral will be in New Zealand, and also the there will be a memorial service in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is where he was for so many years. So the memorial service in the US is going to be on June 9, and then the actual funeral in New Zealand, in Reparoa, New Zealand, will be on June 16. But yes, you're right, there's going to be a lot of reminiscing and memorials, and people are going to be honouring him. I mean, the man was so accomplished in his 83 years. He was so unbelievably accomplished, not only in his military career in the Naval Academy, but in the area of technology and the intelligence community, and also in, the corporate world, the Fortune 500 companies. He had some magnificent successes. He had some terrible failures. They all these things went into make the man he was. And I think there was a couple of things that really stood out to me with Dr. Chuck Missler when I would listen to his material and teaching. And that was, he was never, ever disrespectful or disregarding of anybody who had a different opinion. He would say, there are lots of wonderful scholars who have their various opinions for very good reason. This is our view, and here's why. But you study the Bible and come to your own conclusion. And the other thing he always said was, if you just believe whatever Chuck Missler tells you, you've failed. He says, you have to be a Berean. You have to study the scripture for yourself, and you come to the conclusion. Don't just believe what anybody says to you. And that always stuck with me. And so I've learned so much from him, but I've always respected the fact that he was never so dogmatic that he put himself above anybody else, and he never, ever belittled anyone. And I, I so respect the man for that.
And of course, for those listeners who are not so familiar, we acknowledge Chuck Missler because of some programs that he ran each year, the Strategic Perspectives, and he had a unique way of being able to bring intelligence from around the world to bear on what he would be able to unfold as the trends that were happening around the world. So trends for the church, trends for the business community. And those strategic perspectives were very significant. And the way that they used to run, or they still do, I imagine, the Koinonia House, is that people who were studying under Koinonia House would actually forward their exam papers, and their exam papers were actually included the intelligence that was coming in from around the world to talk about where these trends were going. So a very unique and very powerful way of actually doing ministry.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, he would tie in things from, you know, global economics and politics and military campaigns and the whole global situation in all these very, as you said, these strategic trends. But he would bring them all back into scripture, but he was not like a prognosticator where you read the headlines and then say, oh, Bible prophecy fulfilled. He wasn't flaky like that. He was very rock solid. I mean, the man had a brain. He had an IQ of 186. That's huge. I mean, you wouldn't want to get into a debate with him.
That's right.
So, dearly, but he's going to be greatly missed.
Mandy, thank you so much. If you're just joining us, the news is Dr. Chuck Missler has died overnight, and you'll hear some more about that through the day here on Vision.